2075, I had a lady who was having an epileptic episode, I believe, but I think she might be okay now.
Okay, she's still currently on your bus?
She is. She's a regular in the system. That's part of the reason why I was under the impression that it was an epileptic episode. She was totally non-responsive. Her eyes were open, but she was non-responsive for about 3 minutes there. She just came to and was started responding. So I just figured I don't know what you guys want to do at this point.
Okay, does she want medical?
No, she denies. She says she's going to be okay to get home. So I just, but with her non-responsiveness, I didn't really want to, like, you know, wait around and see if she was going to respond or not. So thank you very much for the callback.
Okay, we do just want to make sure that she did not fall or anything during that episode.
She was in the seat the whole time. That's why I was actually, I reached the end of my line. She was sitting in the seat. I said, hey, what's she doing? And then she was totally, like I said, she was just staring off into blank space for about 3 minutes. And was her legs started twitching a little bit. And that was about all the responsiveness that there was for, like I said, about 3 minutes.
Okay. If she's fine now and she is not requesting medical, then there's really not much more we can do at this point.
Top, you know, I understand that. Like I said, I just wasn't sure if it was going to escalate or not. So thanks again for calling back.
Okay. Thank you very much. It was good that you called at 1534.
9594, are you ready for the defect, train 3?
I'm ready.
In car 232, Baker, and between doors 2 and 4, there's a spider web blast. We taped it up and caution taped it. No sharp edges.
I copy car 232, spider web window between doors 2 and 4.
Actually, I'm sorry. It wasn't 2 and 4. It's 3 and 5.
That was between doors 3 and 5?
Yeah, because I was looking at the Baker end, and so opposite direction, it's 3 and 5.
I copy between doors 3 and 5. It's 1536.